Welcome to Silva's Pinnacle Park. Hi, I'm Mark Ellison. I'm a certified forest therapy guide. Pinnacle Park is a popular 1,500-acre forest located on the Platte Balsam Mountain Range in western North Carolina. The park is owned by the town of Silva and is a former watershed for the town. There is a conservation easement on the property that limits future use. The park extends from an elevation of 3,000 feet up to over 5,000 feet near Pinnacle Peak and Black Rock. The hiking trails include a lower elevation loop and are well maintained. Two streams, abundant wildflowers, a quiet location, and openings to see the sky offer a setting that is perfect for forest therapy. Forest therapy is a research-based framework for supporting healing and wellness through immersion in forests and other natural environments. Forest therapy is inspired by the Japanese practice of Shinrin-yoku, which translates to forest bathing. Studies have demonstrated a wide array of health benefits, especially in the cardiovascular and immune systems, and for stabilizing and improving mood and cognition. Forest therapy can be experienced through a self-guided walk or with the help of a guide. The Pinnacle Park Certified Forest Therapy Trail provides the opportunity to experience forest therapy through a self-guided walk using a brochure or through this audio guide. I'll outline five invitations you can use during your walk that will guide you through the forest therapy experience. The invitations open the door for you to experience nature through your senses. A walk can take as little or as much time as you prefer. Each invitation is just a starting point. Take your time, meander, and enjoy being at Pinnacle Park. Take a deep breath, slow down, and connect with nature. The Pinnacle Park Trail is a certified nature and forest therapy trail by the Association of Nature and Forest Therapy and is the first in North Carolina. The Pinnacle Park Certified Forest Therapy Trail is 0.45 miles and has 153 feet in elevation gain. You will follow the loop trail through the three sections, returning to where you started. Wear comfortable, sturdy shoes and clothing appropriate for the season. Ticks, snakes, and poison ivy are all present in the forest. You will likely not encounter any of them. As with any setting, just be aware of your surroundings. Let's get started. Our first invitation is sensory awareness. Starting in the parking lot, take the trail that goes to the right and follow it over the bridge and up the hill until you see a large boulder on the right. Stop here and meander down to the gently flowing creek. Stand by the creek or in the open area by the rock. This should take approximately 20 minutes. Take a deep breath and exhale slowly. Close your eyes. If thoughts arise, just let them go. Focus on what you can hear nearby and far away. What sounds are around you? Are there any rhythms in the sounds? Be open to what feels right to you. Breathing through your nose, what can you smell? Sniff around like a dog would do, inviting and just noticing. And with your eyes still closed, hold your hands by your side with palms turned forward. Does the direction you are facing have a personality? Keeping aware of what is around you, slowly turn in a circle with your eyes still closed until you're facing the direction that feels right to you. And wait a moment and then open your eyes. And when you do, look at what you're seeing as if this is the first time you have seen it. And if there's a gesture you would like to make to what you're seeing, feel free to do so. Our second invitation is What's in Motion. For this invitation, I invite you to take a slow walk. You'll walk back up to the main trail and then go right. At the next fork in the trail, take a left and continue going uphill, crossing two bridges. Walk slowly and just notice what is around you, taking time to touch, smell, and listen. Each step should be purposeful. Do this for approximately 20 minutes. When you are done, perhaps reflect on what you noticed. The third invitation is tree. Find a tree that you feel drawn to and go over to it. Just be in its presence. Thank it for what it offers to help the forest. How old is the tree? What wisdom might it have to offer? Imagine how its roots connect with other trees and plants. Touch the bark. Does the tree have a message for you? Would you like to offer any gratitude back to the tree? The fourth invitation is sit spot. Locate a spot where you'd like to spend 20 to 30 minutes. It could be by the creek, off the trail in a secluded spot, or along the trail. Just enjoy being present in this place. Perhaps notice the many different colors, shadows, and scents that the forest offers. The fifth invitation is water. Along one of the creeks, kneel down and touch the water. Notice how it feels. Perhaps you can focus on all the life that water brings and the life that is within it. Listen to the water. If you have a thought or a concern that you would like to set free, find a leaf or a stone and toss it into the water, allowing the creek to carry it away. Thank you for visiting the Certified Forest Therapy Trail at Pinnacle Park today. As you go, I ask you to remember the words of Rachel Carson, who said, "Those who contemplate the beauty of the earth find reserves of strength that will endure as long as life lasts. There is something infinitely healing in the repeated refrains of nature, the assurance that dawn comes after night and spring after winter."